I'm Zach.
And I'm John.
And we are Error. The show's dedicated to all things Nintendo, alcohol, and pickle.
And those chips.
Also brought to you by Hot Potatoes, Spicy Bloody Mary Potato Chips. They're good. They're delicious.
Another Basler.
Baslers.
That's what I got from Baslers. Another Basler. If you remember from the first episode, we were eating a sushi.
He's so sushi.
That's where it came from. Same place came from that. Basler's Market.
Basler's.
Good stuff. So yeah, we are back. Another long-awaited episode.
Yes.
Because Zach's computer went down.
It
hardcore.
Did go down.
So yeah, if you saw the post on the blog, I sent him a post the other day. What happened was Zach's computer, I don't know what happened.
I don't know
what you did to it.
It caught some kind of STD out there on the internet.
It was
fooling around with some other desktops it shouldn't be.
hanging out with some people that shouldn't hang out.
I told it to keep his hand off other computers' floppy disk drives. You know?
But yeah, his computer like went down hardcore, and all our shit was on there, like what we used to record, and just everything was on there. And like, it was bad. Like, we couldn't even get it to, like, you couldn't even get the startup originally, right? And then you finally got it to start up, and then, like, I was messing with it, and, like, it was just horrible.
But John fixed it.
So, yeah, like, 5 hours later, I had to, like, reformat the hard drive, and then, because it was, you about knocked that over. Because you had Vista on it originally. We used his laptop and had Vista on it, and he downgraded to XP.
XP, yep.
And then the drivers, like, didn't show up. When you went back to XP, and then I reformatted the hard drive and put XP back on it, like, nothing showed up. Like, basically, it would turn on, and, like, everything else was missing from it.
Be like, no.
Yeah, and so, like, we had to do all the drivers, and some of them I had to, like, manually put in. It was just horrible.
It was a lot
of
work.
So, yeah, we finally got it working. And now even the sound's not working, but we use this, what's it called? What is that thing?
Tone port,
like, box thing we record with. And we can get sound through that. That's the only way we're getting sound.
It's so epic. We're working with Peter Jackson to develop a movie.
Basically, yeah. It's a movie about how we...
in the works, but...
So that's why it's been a while. And I know we keep coming up with excuses about why we don't... Is there something in your teeth? Why we can't get on a schedule. It's so hard, though. We're just so busy.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Life sucks. Anyway.
Yeah, that's it. So, and I've just been working crazy, and you've been working in school.
Oh, yeah.
So sorry, guys. We keep thinking we're trying to do like a... What the hell is that noise?
The gin cup.
We keep like trying to do a weekly one, but it's just, I don't know. It might just boil down to when we do it is when we do it.
You're going to get kind of an irregular flow from us.
Yeah, but hopefully we're going to work out something, maybe get a couple episodes out pretty fast.
Yeah.
Hopefully. We'll see what we can do. Sorry, but thanks for everybody that's listening. We see you on the...
Thank you.
On the
we feed. See you on there, and we thank you.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear from you guys. We still don't hear from anybody. We'd love to hear from you. We are errorfans@gmail.com. Send us an email. That's about... I wanted to say something when I listened to the last podcast, like a bunch of background noise. If you hear this noise right here, that's us setting our cups down when we're drinking from them.
Or if you hear...
That's Zach doing that. He kept doing that in the last podcast when I was listening to him on the podcast after we recorded it the next day. Because I have to like re-listen to it and then put... When I post the show notes, I like put all the links to what we talked about. And the last one was like half-assed because I was like in a hurry trying to get to work. And I was like, shit, I need to put this up. So I like hurried up and just like put a couple links. So next time, hopefully I can do like a legitimate show notes with... Because now I'm just posting the URLs on the blog, and you can't like click on the URL, so you have to like copy and paste it. But I can actually make it a link, but it's just more work, and I'll do it next time for this one. But and we are drinking.
Yes, we have what gin is this?
Seagram's. Just that one I got for free.
This is another story. That's an epic story. We might talk about that later if we need a filler.
Yeah.
But what do we throw up in here? We got Seagram's, sweet and sour.
Mountain Dew. And water.
Water. It's pretty good.
It is good because we went to go to the mini mart and we should have thought about that beforehand because we could have bought Sprite and stuff to make like Tom Collins or something.
Yeah.
Because like we can't, and we record in Indiana and I don't know if like other states, you can't, liquor stores, you can't buy alcohol on Sunday. And you can't even buy stuff to mix alcohol, like sweet and sour, even though sweet and sour doesn't have alcohol in it, you can't buy it because it's used from alcohol. It's crazy.
It's this crazy Nazi regime, but...
We live under the Third Reich, but...
Yes.
So it's Sunday now. We're recording on Sunday, and so I had a bunch of stuff left over, and that's why we're not drinking beer, because this is the stuff I had.
Yeah.
And so we just, like, threw everything together in the mixing pot.
So it's like a meatloaf or something. I don't know.
Meatloaf. is what they serve at school on the last day of the month before they get their new shipment in.
Yeah.
Of food. They serve you these drinks. But they're good. It's a little tarty. It kind of tastes like not very good Tom Collins.
Yeah. Ghetto Tom Collins.
Ghetto Tom Collins. So that is what is up with that.
That's what's cracking.
Are you going to talk about news? I did not write the news stories you're supposed to talk
about.
Oh,
news stories. Okay, I'm trying to remember. But, Rockstar, all games running off that whole Steam thing.
Well, yeah.
50% off this week. This so that's week. Like Half-Life and all that.
No. Well, no? Half-Life's on that, but Rockstar, there's a bunch of game companies that are on there.
Oh.
But Rockstar, so all the Grand Theft Autos all the way back to, I don't know, not 4. 4 is not on there. You can't buy 4 at half price. Although everything up to 4, half off, plus Max Payne, Max Payne 1, Max Payne 2.
Yeah.
Manhunt? I think Rockstar did. Yeah, Rockstar did Manhunt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's on there. The whole library of all the Rockstar games, I'm pretty sure.
All that shenanigans. Yeah.
50% off. 50% so you can off. Buy it. So if you're Rockstar, if you have like some of those games that you don't like, you played before and you like want to play them again.
Or if you want to play Max Payne because it's going to be a movie.
Yeah, it's going to be that movie. That's going to be very good.
No.
But, yeah, you can buy them half off. I mean, I didn't get on there and actually, because I don't have Steam on my computer. I didn't look on there actually what the price is there at wanting for.
Yeah, I'm not really into Rockstar. How much? But
yeah, neither am I. I don't really play the Grand Theft Auto games. Nah. But Wonder, I can't imagine them being very much. The original Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah,
and
so
stuff.
It's probably like a dollar.
I don't. Yeah, like what you can buy them at used for next to nothing. So I don't know.
But not at GameStop.
Not at GameStop. We are not endorsed by GameStop, even though I bought.
But
shit
if they were,
the
we'd sing a different tune.
Exactly. If they want to give us some money, maybe.
Maybe.
Dude, you have to watch this. If you watch Zero Punctuation, he didn't. The guy who did Zero Punctuation did not do it, but it's a guy who's mimicking Zero Punctuation. Did this Zero Punctuation about GameStop. The guy works at GameStop. It's freaking hilarious, and it just like breaks it down. I'll put a link to that. Because it's hilarious. Like you. It just shows how much GameStop rips you off, and you don't know it. It's horrible. I hate it. It's so much more than just them buying games back for a little bit of money and selling them for five
There's
times that much.
Kinds
it's not
of
that.
Shenanigans.
Like that, and that doesn't even bother me. Like that seems like a lot of people bothers them. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is all the other crap that they do, and I'm not going to get into big talk about
buying
that.
Back games and hype.
And just what the way they do it, and the way they like even reserving games, they make more money off of you reserving a game than if you would just come in and buy it.
Really?
Yeah, it's like this whole system.
Like
it's just a system
payment.
That they use, and you don't think you're losing money, but you actually are.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Stay away from that.
Just don't. Yeah, don't go there.
Go to Amazon or
anything,
something.
Dude. I hate Walmart too, but I would rather buy from Walmart.
That happens to me every time I go down to the east side. I'm like. They got it at both places. Do
buy
I buy it from
Walmart,
or GameStop?
From Walmart.
I have to buy it from Walmart.
Plus, I got a Wii.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
I got a Wii.
I got a Wii for my birthday. My girlfriend bought it for me.
Welcome to the 22nd century.
So, yeah, everybody knows how, like, was strictly retro. Like, I didn't have any next-gen consoles. The only console I have is Xbox, and I had, like, 4 games for it, and I never play it. Like, the only game I play is FIFA. And Top Spin for Xbox because I like those games. I don't play any other sports games besides those two. And I don't have anything. I had a GameCube, but I don't have it anymore. But my girlfriend bought me Wii, and I love it, dude. I love it. So today we're gonna do a little special.
We are today. We're switching it up.
Yeah,
we're going different ways today. If you know what I mean.
So Zach's gonna do an old game.
I'm doing the retro
game, and
John's
I'm gonna do a Wii
the,
game. Yeah, we're gonna switch it up. I'm excited, dude. I love the Wii, man. I don't know. We talked about this before about is it a next-gen console? Is it not? I don't know. I don't care. It's freaking fun.
It just makes us happy.
It's a lot of fun. And seeing 1 year, 2 years down the road, the games that they're going to have, what's coming out. I mean, it's getting so much better now.
With that balance beam.
I know, dude. And I just got Wii Fit. Like, it was an epic journey to get one, and I found one at a Walmart in this small town out in the middle of nowhere. But I found one there, and it was awesome. And I'm not going to talk about Wii Fit today, but
yeah.
So yeah, it's so much fun. I love it, and I know you had. Did you get one when it first came out? How long have you had yours?
I've had mine since a little after Christmas.
Okay. Well, see, my buddy Darren had his when it like first came out.
No oh, god.
And,
yeah.
Well, he bought it offline for like $100 more because you know how and. At that time, like, it was really fun. Like, Wii Sports was really fun. But then it was like, okay, and like Wii Sports can only be fun for so long.
Yeah.
And then the library was not that good for
no,
it. There was like Red Steel was like a launch
Red
title,
Steel,
and it was horrible.
Big disappointment.
Yeah, just all that. There was nothing, but now it's
Mario
Kart.
Good solid games.
I mean, yeah, Zelda was a launch title, and Zelda was really good. It's like the only good game.
Because even when I got my GameCube, there was like nothing
GameCube
really
Wii.
To play.
Wii.
Yeah, Wii, sorry. Yeah. But now there's good stuff.
There's so many games out there that I want to get. There's a lot of fun stuff out there. Not to say that PlayStation 3 is not good and Xbox 360 is not good, but that's a different story. I mean, like with the price drop, because Xbox 360 went down to $199.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking about getting one, but I need to get a better TV first because it's not really worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the one bad thing, because it's like, unless you already have a TV, a nice TV, then it's fine. But if you don't...
Yeah, it's more than just the Xbox.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, you got the same graphics as you did for Xbox, the first Xbox, but...
Yeah.
That's a story for a different day.
We're
going on. You're talking about the news.
Mega Man 9 on WiiWare. Definitely sweet. It's got... It looks like a legitimate old-school Mega Man.
Straight from the
8-bit. It's even got screen tearing. It lags a little bit. You can turn all that
stuff
off, but yeah. It's so cool.
Dude, we just watched the video because he hadn't seen the gameplay yet.
I hadn't seen it.
You're going to buy it?
I'm buying it.
Are you buying it today?
Probably.
Next episode, review?
Yeah.
Okay, next. You heard it first. Yeah, Zach's going to do a review on Mega Man 9 next episode.
It's going to be sweet.
Because I was gonna say I'll do a review on like Mega Man 2, but I don't want to do like a whole Mega Man retrospective. We could do that though. Mega Man 9, Mega Man 2 review next podcast.
Sounds good. Mega Man 2, awesome game.
Okay, that might not happen next podcast, but should we say Zelda retrospective? We're gonna do it.
This is.
I don't know when though. It's gonna be soon though. Maybe soon. Not next. Maybe not next
this,
podcast.
This is gonna take some preparation.
Yeah, but we're gonna do a Zelda retrospective. I don't know how much we'll have to break it down to do it. Like how many episodes will be over. Or we might do it. Maybe we'll record it one whole fucking day.
Oh,
we're doing a Zelda retrospective.
5 hour.
Like a 5 hour one. And we'll break it down into
separate
podcasts.
Like a Lord of the Rings
movie. But we could post it all together so you could like listen to it at separate times. But we're going to do what we're going to do. We're not going to probably do Oracle Time or Oracle of Seasons Oracle
time.
Of Ages. Maybe Phantom Hourglass.
I've never played Phantom Hourglass.
Okay.
But.
I don't know. That's how much is that to buy? $30. I had it.
Probably. I'd say probably.
I don't know. Maybe Phantom Hourglass. But then, I mean, all the console ones we're gonna do
sure. All the goodness.
The handheld ones. I'd really like to do Phantom Hourglass, but I don't know. We'll see.
DX was pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But we're gonna do one all Zelda, a whole Zelda retrospective, every single one, starting from the beginning and going to the end of all the games, and. I don't. Well, maybe we'll do like. Nah, never mind. We'll do something. It's gonna be special. It's gonna be cool.
We'll even review the Zelda girls, but
picture I showed you. Oh, dude, I'll link to a picture of these two girls.
And last news story, something like Fable will.
Oh, Fable 2. Not
will have online content eventually.
Online co-op.
Co-op. Yes.
But not on launch.
Not on launch. So basically, stab yourself in the stomach.
Yeah.
But
so
anyway.
All you Fable. Fans and Xbox 360 guys. Fable. Did you play Fable for the Xbox?
I have played it.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It's pretty good for like a couple hours. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not like... It's not the best RPG out there, but it's a lot of fun.
It's
and
cool.
I think that the second one is really... I've seen the stuff they're going to do in the second one. It looks a lot of fun. And that was the big thing was like co-op was going to be so cool. And then online co-op would be even better.
Yep.
Because then you could just play with your buddies. You don't have to be together. A lot of fun. Awesome. Not going to be at launch. I don't know. They didn't say at what point. They said it was going to be put in at a patch or like a patch or update. I have no idea when. Like a week after launch, a month after launch, a year after launch. I have no idea. I can't imagine it being too long, but I don't know why they didn't. Like why. I don't know. I think people would rather have a delay and get
yeah,
it in the
exactly.
game
that's,
than to have it.
I think that's a bad move.
Unless they're going to like. Like launch and then that week you can download it.
I'll see how that's like.
But why wouldn't they put it? I don't know.
A positive.
I don't know why they didn't just wait. But that's they're probably money has something to do with money and getting the game out faster or something.
I don't know.
But what I mean is it's good that it's going to have it. It just sucks that it's not going to be at launch. But I probably won't have it until probably next year when I get an Xbox 360 and a better TV. So not that it really matters to me, but I know there's a lot of people out there that are waiting on that game.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good game, I'm sure. That is the news.
Yeah.
That's all that happened. We don't really. That's all that happened between now and then the last show we did.
Exactly.
No, that's just the stuff that was basically today's news. We don't, like we said, we're not. Like
we're not really a news show. Yeah. More of a ramble show.
More of a ramble on the news. You want to talk about that? Want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah, The Office. The new Office.
We're both Office guys.
We do like The Office.
We love The Office. The Thursday was...
Five premiere.
The five premiere. Yeah, is it five? I was like four. That was last season. Yeah, five's premiere. Well, how long was it? An hour?
It was an hour, yeah.
It felt longer than an hour. It was an hour. Yeah. What'd you think? We already talked about this earlier today.
Yeah, we talked about it. I think it's kind of going downhill.
Exactly. Not that I'm not going to watch it.
It's a good show. But it used to be better, you know.
Season 2 and season 3 were awesome. Season 4 was good, but when I was watching season 4, I was like, I'm afraid that this is where they're heading, and like this episode kind of confirms what I was thinking. The humor, like we said, we were talking about this earlier, the humor is so broad now.
Yeah,
it's like a catch-all humor. You know, it's like trying to get the people that were not watching to try to watch it, and then they're still trying to like do fan service to the people who've been with us from the beginning, but they're losing that basis, and they're trying to get more people. And I understand that from a financial sense, but I mean, like, they're just going to ruin the show if they're going to do that.
Yeah, it kind of sucks for the people who've been watching it, you know?
And like that kind of humor. The only reason I watched The Office was because of the humor. That's my humor. That's what I find funny. And I did not find last Thursday's episode funny at all. There were funny scenes, but used to it was like
overall,
funny scene. Like the jokes per minute were awesome, and it was like I laughed maybe like three times. Yeah. Like found like three things funny. And that was it. Yeah. The whole thing with the goatee was funny. I don't know. I mean, and like the talking heads, you know, like that was The Office. That is The Office.
Yeah,
like people sitting in the conference room with a camera in front of them talking, and that's not it. Like it was supposed to be a mockumentary, and it does not feel like that. Yeah, anymore. It feels like a produced show.
Like, the only time I felt that was when Jim was like, hey, look at her art, and then they close the door, but... And that
exactly, because you get a sense of the camera. Yeah. We used to always get a sense of the camera.
Yeah, exactly. Because
the camera would always, like, be moving around a corner, or, like, peeking through. Michael would, like, close the door and shut the blinds, and it would peek through, like, a little crack.
Yeah.
Or it would just do cuts where nothing's happening. Remember when you in, like, season one and season two, where the camera would cut, and you would just see the office people working?
Yeah.
Where's that? That was like the subtleties that made you feel like this Dunder Mifflin is a real place.
See, I think I missed that the first time when we were talking. Like, it doesn't feel like a mockumentary.
It doesn't feel like it at all. It feels like a produced show. And I feel like the cameras are, even the camera angles, like the cinematography, and I'm sure it's the same cinematographer, but even just the camera angles and what they're doing, it just feels like a different show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not to ramble on about the audience in the show, but The Office. We're both really big fans of The Office, and both our girlfriends are big fans of The Office, and like we all love The Office. And I don't know. And the premiere was Thursday, and I just felt really disappointed in it. But you know, it could pick up.
It could go either way.
Yeah, exactly. Going back and watching the first season, I was like, the first season's funny, but I was like, season I wouldn't two. Really go back and watch the first season a whole lot.
Yeah,
the second
season
and
three.
Third season, I always find myself going back and watching those seasons. Yeah. So maybe this is going to be like a lull, and maybe they'll get it together. Maybe if they get enough fan outrage. I mean, I didn't even really go on and see what people were saying about it on the internet. So I wonder what people say. I'm sure everybody feels the same way, though. I mean, if you watched The Office from the beginning, you're going to feel that way. Because it's a different show.
I don't know, because there's a bunch of people I work with who are like, oh, The Office sucks. But now they're like, oh, man, The Office is real funny.
Exactly. They weren't there from the beginning, were they?
Yeah, no.
See? So I don't know. The Office. We'll see what happens with it. Hopefully it stays good, man. I love The Office. And I know I read a story, this was like a couple months ago, that Steve Carell had signed three more seasons for The Office. After the fourth season, so you're talking about the seventh season, would be the last season.
Yeah.
I have no idea how they're going to get three more seasons out of the show.
No.
Jim and Pam, hopefully, spoiler alert.
Yeah, that was like the...
Jim and Pam get engaged in the first episode. So I felt like that was what was really driving the show.
Yeah, that's like the whole cliffhanger.
The cliffhanger was Jim and Pam finally getting together. And I felt that was what was going to be the end of the show, was Jim
and
Pam.
Now there's like nothing. It's just like...
So,
where do you go from here?
Yeah, and Ricky Gervais, it was Ricky Gervais who leaked that news that Steve Carell had signed for 3 years for The Office.
I didn't
so
know
it
that.
Wasn't like a rumor going around. I mean, if it is a rumor, it was Ricky Gervais is the one who leaked it. So
that dude's funny.
Ricky Gervais is freaking hilarious.
But. Watch the British Office. That's good too.
Yeah, dude, it's so sad that they don't have that anymore. They only last for 2 seasons, but it was a good show. But his new show, Extras, check it out. If you like Ricky Gervais and you like British shows, The Extras is freaking hilarious. I tried to watch it on the internet, and I only saw a couple. I've only seen a couple episodes, but I was at the movie place the other day, and they have it on the first season on DVD. I gotta get it because I loved it. I saw like the first couple of episodes I saw was hilarious. Hysteria.
It's good.
So yeah. Why are we like doing a podcast about TV shows?
Yeah, we have.
I'm gonna keep this really short. Fringe just started 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I believe. This would be the third week. I don't know. Well, there's three episodes in the pilot, and then episode one and episode two. Fringe. If you don't know what Fringe is, it's J.J. Abrams, the guy who I'm a huge Lost fan. Huge. J.J. Abrams was the original guy who wrote Lost. He doesn't write for Lost anymore. J.J. Abrams? No. It's Carlton Cuse and David Lindelof. I think that's their names, yeah. The two writers who write for Lost. But J.J. Abrams was the original writer for Lost. And then he wrote the full first season, I think.
In the new Star Trek movie.
The new Star Trek movie. He also did Cloverfield. Not so good, but...
No.
He's really good, he is. He's kind of a douchebag, though. Like, I've seen him in interviews. He's like, what? This guy's kind of a weirdo.
I get that off Zach Braff. I don't know if that's just me.
What, about being a douchebag?
Yeah.
Zach Braff? I like Scrubs, though. You don't.
Scrub? First three seasons, I like. That's just like me.
Zach was over. We were drinking one night, and we like wasted.
Yeah, I wake
I always
up.
Watch.
Yeah, I hear Zach Braff. I was like, God damn it!
I was like on this big kick where I'd watch Scrubs before I'd go to bed. I always watch shows help me fall asleep. Touch myself to Zach Braff, and I was watching on my computer, and Zach was sleeping in the living room, and like my house is super small, and you can hear everything. And Zach like wakes up, and Scrubs is like blaring loud. My neighbors hated me.
That bass and Madonna, I tell you.
Anyway, we gotta stay focused so we can get through this.
Oh, yeah.
Fringe.
We're already like halfway through the show.
Dude, we are at 22 minutes and we haven't even started this thing. Oh my god, it's horrible.
Wow.
This is gonna be a long one. Fringe. This is a new show. J.J. Abrams is writing a new show called Fringe. I saw the pilot and then the first two episodes, I believe, yeah. There's two episodes. Yeah, it's good. I love it, man. You should watch it. You started watching Lost, but then you don't watch anymore. You don't like it.
I watched a little bit.
You hated it, didn't you? Crin says you hate it.
I like the parts when they're like, "Oh, what the hell is this signal? What the hell is that? Let's go find it. Let's go do something." But then the episodes where everyone's like, "Oh, he's in love with she's in love with the black dude, and they have a fight." And
I know.
It's like,
but it's dude. I love Lost. If you like Lost, you're gonna like Fringe. If you don't like Lost, but you like those it's like CSI. If CSI was good, listen, CSI. If CSI was good, and on steroids, because
wait, so it's like crime scene investigation shenanigans.
It's okay. The whole show is based around Fringe. It's like what's it called? Fringe science. It's like between like pseudoscience, like. Based partly in science, partly in kind of like
craziness.
And so like all these events are happening. It's called The Pattern. Mm-hmm. And like all these events happen, like telekinesis and like I'm not going to ruin any episodes, but stuff like that. Like things that you hear about, but we always like pass them off as fiction.
Yeah.
Well, basically it's about this it's like happening, and there's this like elite team of like this FBI Homeland Security girl, this crazy doctor that worked at Harvard, but then he went crazy because he killed this guy in an experiment and all this craziness. Okay. And so he was in an insane asylum, but they got him out with his son. So just these three guys, plus a couple other guys. There's the black guy from The Lost, the one that's real creepy. Not the main guy, not Michael, but another guy in Lost. Anyways, he's in it too. He plays a pretty big role in it. But and so it's really good because it's what CSI should do. Because I was telling Angie about this. I was telling my mom about this the other day because she likes CSI and I was trying to get her to watch it. There's like a monster of the week kind of type thing. Like each week there's
and they're like going in and investigating like
each week there's like this thing. It's like the episode starts, something happens, the rest of the episode is them like trying to find it, like figure it out. Kind of like CSI.
Kind of like X-Files-ish?
it's so much like X-Files. I didn't know, like, X-Files. It's a lot like X-Files. It's like a revamped X-Files. Awesome. So many people compare it to X-Files.
Well, if it's in, like, X-Files.
Yeah, if you like X-Files, you'll love it. I don't know how many X-Files people actually watch X-Files. Yeah. So each week this thing happens, and then the rest of the episode is like them trying to figure it out and do whatever, kind of like CSI, like a lot of shows do. But then there's a continuous story. So you know how like CSI you could watch out of order? Like it doesn't matter what order you watch it.
Terrible acting, but anyway.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. But CSI you can watch, like, you don't have to watch an episode before it to understand this episode or watch an episode after it to continue the story. It's like a separate own thing.
And there's no semen samples in this show.
What?
That's a big part of CSI.
I don't know. They've not had anything to do with semen yet, so in French. So, but Fringe, you have to watch it in order. Like, if you're gonna watch, like, the third episode and you haven't seen the first two, you're not going to get it. You're just going to be like, what? I don't get this. You have to watch it in order. So it's good. It's always leaves you, like, wanting to know what's
good
happening.
Good little cliffhanger.
Good cliffhangers. Then. Not like everything's epic, but each... There's a cliffhanger. There's you want to watch next week's show. Okay. Exactly. So it's good. Watch it. Give it a chance. I had to watch... It's so funny because this has nothing really to do with the story. The first scene in the pilot is them on an airplane that you think is going to crash. And I was like, what is this, Lost?
Because with psychic powers.
Yeah. I was like, why are they back on an airplane? Like, what's J.J. Abrams?
That's real funny.
Yeah. Deal with airplanes. But maybe he has like a phobia with airplanes or something. So we are going to start the show.
Yeah. This is the actual show, which is now about it. Was it like 27 minutes? Whatever. But, okay, so you're going to talk about Boom Blocks here?
Oh, yeah. We got to freaking cover that. This is going
to... Or we can just talk about...
No. Well, I'm just saying that we're going to talk about that, and then it's going to take a
while. Okay, so you just want to, like, do the games up in, like, 10 minutes or something?
That's the whole purpose of the show is the games, though. We can't, like, skimp on the games to make this under an hour.
Okay, we'll see.
It's going to be over an hour. That's all there's going to be. All
right. Just hang in there.
Fast forward.
Boom Blocks.
If you're already here, then you didn't fast forward. Boom Blocks. So I'm doing the Wii game. Did you play Boom Blocks?
I haven't played it yet.
I went over to one of Angie's friend's house and played Boom Blocks with him. Boom Blocks is, if you don't know, it's for the Wii, obviously. I just completely spaced the guy's name. Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg worked this with this game, and everybody knew beforehand, before they even found out what the game was going to be, that Steven Spielberg was going to do a game. And everybody assumed it was going to be like...
Yeah, like some kind of...
Something Steven Spielberg-esque.
Yeah, yeah.
Not at all. No. Not even close. I don't understand what purpose he had with Boom Blocks, why he did.
Yeah, because I was seeing this and I was like, what? Yeah. Why him?
I don't know if they're just trying to stamp his name on it.
Yeah, be like, check this shit out, buy it.
Yeah. I don't know. I did not care about Steven Spielberg's name on the game. I didn't care at all. Even when I knew he was going to do a game, I didn't care. I don't really get into that kind of hype in games because I don't really care who's working. I mean, if like Shigeru Miyamoto's working on a game, I care about that. But people in the game industry, when they work on a game, I care about it. But people outside the industry, if they're like Vin Diesel's doing the voice acting for Pitch Black I don't care about that. But and that builds there's a lot of hype. But so Steven Spielberg's name on it. A lot of people thought it was going to be one thing. It was not at all. It is a lot of fun, though. I mean, this game is why the Wii. Okay, you know how the Wii is all like party games, short pickup play, 10 minute, 15 minute games.
Casual gaming.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for.
I thought you were fumbling for it.
Casual gaming. Yes, and that's what a lot of the Wii market is, casual gaming. And not really super interested in casual gaming so much, but I knew Boom Blocks was going to be a casual game when I got it. But with that said, if it's going to be a casual game, this is the kind of game they need to do outside of, you know, Wii Sports and those type of things that are actually a lot of fun. Boom Blocks is a lot of fun too, but Boom Blocks is, it's really kind of hard to explain. It's a game, it's kind of like
Jenga,
but part of it is like Jenga. So it's all physics. It's a physics-based game. It's all about the physics. And playing this game really opened my eyes to how good the physics can be on the Wii. Because when you think about the Wii, do you think physics?
Yeah, there's like no games with like extensive physics going on there.
Yeah, I mean, the Wii's not going to run the Havoc engine or anything like that. And so, but this, somehow, they have, I don't, and this is weird because if you play the game, you can, and I guess this is a negative part about the game, but I didn't really, it didn't really interfere with me that much. If you have a lot of stuff, so like, I guess I should say that. If stuff, like, say you, like, there's a lot of stuff on the screen, right, and a lot of things are falling where the Wii's have to process a lot of physics, it slows down.
Really?
Like, lag city. Like, but it didn't happen very much. It only really happens when you're, like, the only really time it ever happened to me a lot was when I was trying to build my own puzzles and was, like, putting ridiculous stuff. Yeah, it's really cool. Just putting ridiculous stuff in there, like, so much, like, explosions and this and this and this. It slowed down a lot. And you can tell that the Wii, you can tell that they've really sucked everything they can out of the Wii to run this game at the physics that it's running at. And it's really cool. So, yeah, the game is all, like, part of it is exactly Jenga. There's these, like, things stacked up. And you have the Wiimote.
Some kind of animals involved? Or?
Yeah, not really. I mean, they don't really play a big role in it. Just kind of there. Okay. There'd be like a face on the game. And you like grab the side of the block. You can spin the camera every single direction. I mean, it's a completely free roam camera.
That's good.
Spin it around. Oops, sorry. Spin it around. Get to an angle you want to get at it. Grab it. Slide it out. And it, I mean, the tremors in your hand pick up. I mean, it is ridiculous.
That's how what they
what they're like. It is. When you're doing it, you're, like, nervous. I mean, you're just, like, and, like, pulling it out. It's a lot of fun. And, like, some of them, there's, like, all these, like, different puzzles and stuff to do. And some of them's, like, you got to pull out 13 blocks in this huge thing. Some of them are, like, you got to get all of them without knocking the thing, like, a certain thing on the top off. And, like, it's cool because you'll be, like, maybe to complete the stage, you have to get, like, 13 blocks off. But 13 for bronze, like, 16 for silver, and, like, 20 for gold. And stuff like that. That's part of it. The other part, it's all based around these puzzles. Some of them are like you gotta throw like a like different things. They have like some of them are like bowling balls. Some of them are like bouncy balls. Like different balls that have different physics.
Different properties.
To it.
Okay.
And you're trying to knock off certain blocks off these like little puzzles. These they're like up in the air. Everything's up in the air, and you're trying to like knock off puzzles for points. And there's like multipliers. Like there'd be a multiplier over here, a multiplier over here. So you get the right angle and like try to throw it and like knock it off into a certain angle to get a multiplier for that point. And there's like negative ones on there, so if you throw it and you hit a negative one stuff, and you'll hit negative because they're like some of the puzzles are crazy. And there's like ones where you use the Wii as like a laser or like a water hose and stuff. It's a bunch of different things that have different physics to them. Knock off different things and do different stuff, and it's all puzzle based, and it's a lot of fun. And then they have a level editor. We can build your own puzzles.
Always good.
Which is, it's good. I mean, I didn't find myself spending a lot of time with it, but if I did have it,
yeah,
I owned it.
Yeah, you
I just
have
ran
the
it.
Option. To...
Yeah, if I owned the game, I could see where that would be some replay value. All in all, though, I really didn't think... I rented it. I got pretty far. I was working, and if
not
I didn't...
Really
if
worth
I wasn't,
buying.
If I didn't have to work, I could have easily beat the game.
Okay.
I could have easily beat the game when I had it. I just didn't want to put forth that much effort. Because there's some puzzles that take a long time to do.
Like
a lot of retry. I mean, not that the puzzle takes a long time, but it takes a lot of retries.
A lot of
trial and error. Try this first. Because later, the puzzles start getting really hard. So that is a negative as far as the replay value. But it makes up in multiplayer because it's really cool. Some of the multiplayer is like doing Jenga, but you're taking turns. So like first time I'd pull a block out. Second time you'd pull a block out. Next time I'll pull a block out. And it's so much fun because you can, like, say you're pulling blocks out, right?
Yeah.
And, like, one, like, a block is about to fall, or the whole thing's about to fall. You can, and this didn't ever really work for me that much, but you could actually, like, grab certain blocks and try to, like, put it back up and, like, rebuild the thing. I mean, it's very hard because it's so, like, I mean, it's just hard to do it with your hand and stuff. Like, the dexterity is hard, but you can do it. And I've done it successfully.
Requires
to like
a dexterity check.
It does. You need to have like 20.
Plus.
You need like at least 22 dexterity to do
this
game.
That's a lot of dexterity.
So you have to like, but it's a lot of fun. And then there's just one that me and Angie got stuck. Me and my girlfriend were playing it. And we got stuck on was like the puzzle was basically there's like a pivot point. And then there was a big board that ran across it, too. So it was like a balance beam.
Okay.
And then all the stuff stacked up on each side.
Ooh.
And then on top of that is this one block they have these little cows on. It's like these little boom block characters. And you can't let them fall off. Because usually, like, if it makes it harder. Because if you're pulling stuff off or solving a puzzle, the top might be tilted. Like, say there's like a thing on the top, right, and it might be tilted. But it's okay as long as it's not falling off.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're – because sometimes there'll be like a whole big tower of stuff, and then it'll be on top of it will be like a big one that is like a negative point. And you're trying to keep that from not falling. So you try to pull all the blocks out from underneath it and get that down to the bottom, and you could get gold because you wouldn't have dropped anything and you didn't get a negative. So you'll be pulling off, and like, think about it. Like, if this was sitting up here like this, you're not going to be able to see this. Cause you're really, but if this was sitting up here like this on two different boards, right, and you pulled this board out, it tilts like this. It's not going to fall. And then you pull the other one out, and then it's level again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about if you played the game. But if there's cows on top of it, there's these like animals, when it's tilted like this, they slide off.
Oh.
And you can't let them slide off. So it makes it harder. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it can't be tilted. It's got to be level, and it's harder. So there's one that we are working on, and it's time, a lot of them are timed too. They get hard, man. It's on this. It's like on this like sawhorse type thing. Two big things, and you're trying to pull up, but you have to. And you can both work at the same time.
Oh,
and so you're both pulling things off, and you got to do it in the same time.
That's
because
brutal.
If one gets heavy, it's going to boom and fall off. At the same time, it's getting timed, and also this cow's on top of the thing. It's hard, man.
That sounds brutal.
But it's really cool because when you're playing with friends, like me and Andrew are like, well, let's try this. And we're like, no, okay, wait, let's try this. Didn't work. Oh, wait, let's try this. Didn't work, you know. So, yeah. And it's all like... It isn't a puzzle that it's like when you play Zelda and you're just like, what do I do next? Where do I go?
Yeah.
Like Final Fantasy or something. You're just like, I don't get it. Like, what do I need to do next? It's not that. You know what you need to do.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like a good puzzle. It's like, okay, I have everything in front of me. I know what I need to do. Let me try this. Oh, wait, it doesn't work. Let me try this. Wait. And you're having fun while you're doing it. It's not like
certain puzzles. Oh, I need to go to the internet and find a strategy guide.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like certain puzzles where you just get so frustrated. You're like, I'm done with this game. Because it's like run over here, away, and it's all about like, oh, you didn't talk to this person first before you tried to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's a good puzzle. You know what I'm saying? If you play RPGs.
Yeah.
You know, like, what? Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Boom Blocks is a lot of fun. You should rent it.
Yeah,
I would say rent it definitely first. Definitely rent it. I would not go out and buy this game.
Yeah, just don't drop.
Just because, not that it's not fun, it's just...
It might not be worth your...
It's not going to be worth your... I would probably say it's not going to be worth your money, because if you can go through this game pretty fast and really the replay value...
Probably not so good.
I just don't think so. I don't really think so. It's just there's not enough there. It's fun. You're going to have a lot of fun going through it. Definitely a casual game, but if you like kind of puzzly games and good thinking, you'll enjoy it. But you just go through it too fast. It's not super long. It's a good, solid game. It's just you're not going to find yourself probably going back and resolving puzzles that took you you started to get frustrated with. Why are you going to turn around and go do it again?
Yeah.
The only replay value there is a lot of unlockable stuff. I don't know. I unlocked some stuff. But there's unlockable stuff to get you to try to get that gold. Mm-hmm. And it pays off to get gold.
Yeah.
But if you're not really... A lot of it's level editing stuff. Like, you unlock more stuff to build with.
Okay.
So if you're not into doing that, you're not even going to really care about the unlockable stuff.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the unlockable stuff is just unlockable next level stuff, like the next thing you're going to do or stuff like that. So it's not like getting more play out of it. I mean, you're getting more levels, but the levels, those are just easy unlockables. You know, you're going to get that number one. And then the rest is just stuff to do in the level editor. And if you're really big into the level editor, you're going to find that you're going to probably want to do that.
Yeah.
But I found myself, I love like doing level editors and stuff like that, and I didn't really find myself really spending a whole, like, the thing I did with the level editor was go to it, make ridiculous puzzles, and just like blow shit up and do crazy stuff like that. So I don't know, Boom Blocks, rent it. You'll have a lot of fun playing it, but you probably will take it back and not want to go buy it.
Yeah, it's a good game for like a $3 rent, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a good game. It's an awesome game. I just don't think it's worth the money they're wanting for retail, because you're not going to go turn around and play it very much.
Yeah.
I mean, if you are, I know, what's that game, Gamefly or something? Get it from Gamefly or something.
Oh, Gamefly.
I don't know how many people use
it. Movies direct to your door.
Hey, I had Netflix, man. I love Netflix. I don't know, maybe if you can pick it up a cheap copy. I mean, I'd probably, at $20, at $20 price range, definitely. I'd definitely buy it for $20. $50, no. So if you find it used somewhere, like a pawn shop, for $20, pick it up. It's definitely worth $20. Because you'll get $20 worth out of play out of it. But you'll probably get about $5 worth of play out of it. You rent it for 5 days at, you know, your movie rental place.
You go.
So that's what I would do. It's a lot of fun. I give it 2 thumbs up. Not that that's our rating. Thumbs up. I don't know why
we
I said
don't.
That.
We do tentacles here.
Yeah, I give it 3 tentacles out of 5. 3.5 tentacles.
3.5 tentacles. Are we doing it on a 5-point system?
Well, 2 ears in a mouth.
All right.
What holes wow. those three are in, I don't know, but that's what I say.
That's for a different show. Boyness Blob?
Yeah, this is down.
Okay, Boyness Blob. Also,
we're doing okay on time.
Also a puzzle type-ish game. Basically...
For what system?
For the... Oh, NES. We switched it up today. Oh, and we're gonna address the Yobo in a second.
The
but,
Yobo
situation. But Boyness Blob on NES is basically it's like a puzzle type game, and you're basically there's not really too much of a story to it that we're aware of. But you're just like a boy, and there's this white.
Wait, hold on, because I always do like a little. Keep talking. Let me go get the game so you can say like the what year it came out and all that stuff.
Okay. Well, John's finding that. But basically, you're a boy with this white blob, and you're running around this city, and you're trying to find. I think it's like they're like treasure chests, but it's like gold. And but the cool part of the game is where it's like actually fun to play is you've got this blob and you've got jelly beans, and depending on what kind of jelly bean you throw to the blob, he'll eat it and he'll become like a. If you throw, I can't even remember what they are, but if it's like a, I don't know, this is theoretical, this isn't right, but if you throw him like a licorice, he'll become like a bridge. If you throw him like a red hot, he'll become a ladder. So. You gotta conserve your jelly beans and use it to overcome different type of obstacles, and it appears that there's like it appears to be like a huge level because like we made the blob become a hole and like we dropped down like 8 levels and I don't even know where it
ends. Remember the whole rocket pack thing though?
Yeah, and then you got like a rocket and you can like fly like I don't even like we were in like a part of a city and then we like turned him into a rocket using a jelly bean. We like flew to this giant pasture. And then that was like a, almost like a completely different level.
It was like yeah, like a completely different level. And but you can't use the rocket every time. Like it's only in certain places.
So. Yeah, only in certain places you can use this rocket. But boy and his blob.
The boy and the blob in the subtitle is trouble in Blobonia.
Blobonia. Bologna. But
what's the company that makes it? Doesn't even say on here. I'll Google this and give you the company who made it. There's a sticker over mine. Let me see.
Old Town.
I got this. I never heard of this game before. It's a license.
I've played it before, but I don't know what happened to my copy. But apparently, it's made by David Crane.
David Crane. I don't know who that is.
Whoever this guy is.
I don't even know the story of this. That's where the game title or the company.
Yeah.
I don't know what year it came out or anything. I'll have to.
But I don't know. It's kind of fun, but it's kind of after a while it gets like tedious, and you're just like, what?
We were really drunk when we were playing.
Yeah, we were like really intoxicated, and like it gets kind of like tedious. And you're like, what the hell's going on? Like, why? What am I doing? And like the levels are just like, what's going on here? I don't know. It's fun. It's like got it's kind of like innovative.
It's innovative. It's weird.
Yeah, but like it could have been a lot better pulled off.
Well. You just don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, you're just like, what the hell? All I know is that you're trying to get these treasure chests. And then...
Yeah.
But apparently it's also...
There's no way... We did not figure out a way to kill anything.
No.
Can you not kill it? I don't think you can kill anything.
I thought we killed that one giant, like... It almost looked like those like fire things in Mario, but it was white and goes... Burp,
burp. We didn't kill it. We just ran underneath it. Remember that? We were just like running underneath it and ran like...
I was
back.
Really drunk, but...
You were drunk.
What was
remember,
that?
Well, there's one where you eat it and you have a bubble around you. And
yeah,
you
it's
float.
Like a protective bubble. You can use a bubble to, like, float, protect yourself, like, not die in water. Like, it's innovative, but you're just like, what am I doing? But apparently it's also sponsored by Absolut Vodka. Remember that when you're running to the subway station, there's, like, it says Absolut.
Side, it says Absolut, yeah. Was
yeah.
it spelled like Absolut
yeah,
Vodka?
It was.
I think it was.
I'd give it, like... I don't know, 2 tentacles in the nether regions out of 5, I guess.
I don't know. It's weird, man.
I mean...
I've never even heard of it.
I've never heard of this game, but it's innovative, but you're just like, what? Why? Like,
okay. Probably back in 87. Let's say when that game came out. I don't know when it came out. It was probably a cool game. It was probably like, people were like, nerds were getting down on it and were like, what do we do? Because we found ourselves like, being presented with a problem. And then being like, what do we use to do
this? What jelly bean do I feed this blob to get through this?
And you're like, wait, try this. And it wouldn't work. And you're like, okay, well, no, let's try this. And it wouldn't work. But when we first started out, remember we were just like, what?
Like, yeah, we're just like, what?
Like, what do we do? Like, what is the thing? And then we figured out how to throw the jelly bean. And then it turned into a hole, and then we fell through the hole, right? And then that's how we figured it out. And then we died, and we're like, oh, wait. Because you don't even know to give the jelly beans to the blob. You don't even know.
Yeah, it's like nothing. It's just like, bam, here you are.
Yeah, and so then we're like, oh, wait. We give the jelly beans to him, and that's why he does something, and then it helps us. And then...
Remember a jelly bean that does nothing?
Yeah, well, I'm sure that's... He wouldn't eat it. Remember, he wouldn't eat it.
Oh, yeah.
He was just like... Meow. And then... We figured out that we had more than one jelly bean. So then, the very beginning, you have to go through and try every jelly bean to see what happens.
Yeah, and then so I just wish it'd just be like, okay, this is a hole instead of like, because then you're like, oh, what does this jelly bean do? I forgot. And then you're like, I don't know.
And some of them, you don't have very many jelly beans. Like, some you'll have like 40 jelly beans, and some of them you have 5. And if you have to waste one to figure out what it is.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, man, I got to start over. Left.
And then you're like, oh, wait, does this jelly bean, what's this jelly bean do? And you use it, and you're like, oh, no, that's not it. Then you're like down to 3, and then you need it for later in the game. And
yeah,
we didn't get super far in it. Well, we just didn't know, and we didn't like read on the internet to find out.
But I don't. It's like a cool concept.
It's a very cool
pulled off poorly. I don't know.
Remember the controls though. The controls are god awful.
Very god awful.
Wasn't it like he's like on ice almost like all the time?
Yeah.
Like you try to stop and he like slides.
Yeah.
And it's a pain in the ass when you're like trying to run underneath something or pull off a certain thing.
But a lot of NES puzzle games have really bad controls.
I like that silence. You just like stared at me.
We made deep, meaningful, sexy eye contact.
We looked at each other and we're like, wow, we love each other. Oh my god.
I'd give it 2 out of 5. I don't know.
I wouldn't if. This isn't a game you're going to get and be like, oh, so much fun. You're going to be treasure. Like,
wow, where is this boy in his blob? Nah.
Yeah, it's not going to be a game you're going to want to run out and buy, but it's innovative. It's cool. It was cool that Nintendo was doing that. Well, Nintendo wasn't. I don't know who did it because I can't read it because there's a
apparently
sticker on it.
David Crane.
Whoever David Crane is.
It's actually Hideo Kojima's secret.
Secret name. It's like something he's doing. Pen name.
Well, pen name.
That's the writers. What is that? What's that when you have a fake name?
Something grand.
What is that? You're not pseudonym. What the hell is a pseudonym? I don't know what that is.
Somebody email us and be like, wow, you guys
are
idiots.
Think of it here in a second. Give me 1 second. It's a alias.
Yeah.
It's his alias. It's also a
poor
alias.
TV show, but anyway.
Yeah. There's a lot of people like it. J.J. Abrams had something to do with Alias. I think he wrote for Alias. I think that's his first show he started writing for was Alias.
No.
Yeah. I'm almost for sure it's Alias. It is Alias, I remember. And you don't know who J.J. Abrams, he did Mission Impossible 3. He did Cloverfield. He's doing a new Star Trek. I think the Star Trek movie looks good. J.J. Abrams movies are not good. I don't think so. He's big action kind of guy, but big mystery too. But
side note, I've eaten half of your potato chips.
Okay.
They're good. That's why they're our sponsor, but not legitimately.
We give him a plug anyways.
Yeah.
To the 20 people that listen.
So we want to go into Blood Plus.
Where are we on time? Oh, yeah, we got at least like 15 minutes we can talk about Blood Plus.
Yeah.
You want to... First episode that we did the podcast, I had mentioned Blood Plus. At that point, I'd watched Blood Plus like a year ago when I mentioned it randomly when we were talking about anime, the first podcast. I'd mentioned it. And I couldn't really remember very much. I don't even remember what I said on the podcast about it, and I'm sure it was wrong. What's going on? Is there sound issue?
Okay. Just like seeing what's cracking.
And we like mentioned it for a second. I was like telling you about it. We both got into it again. You just started watching it. I saw it before.
Yeah.
But I started from the beginning.
I watched like an episode and a half with John. I was like, what?
Yeah. So you started. Tell me what you think about it. We've been talking about this like every day we talk.
I think it's really good. There's a good balance of like, you know, drama and, you know, vicious killing with blood exploding. You know, the typical like cut somebody in half, it waits like half a second, they fall in half, and blood squirts everywhere. It's a good show. I mean, I don't have anything really negative to say about it all that much. It's really good. I mean, you're always like, there's always like a good cliffhanger on the end of everything. I don't know. I will say that like some episodes, you're just like, why? Like there's like an episode where the main character's two brothers are like off on their own, and they're just like, what? Why is this in here?
But that's standard anime.
Yeah, that's
really.
Like you always get that.
But it's not as bad. Well, you're saying I never watched Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop has a lot of like random, like I don't know. doesn't really tie into the plot all that much, but that's one of my favorites.
Cowboy Bebop. Watched Cowboy Bebop. I was thinking about watching it, though, because I saw it on there. I will give you, for all you guys who watch anime, if you're big in anime, you probably already know about a lot of links where you can watch animes on the internet for free. But I will link a bunch. I will do a couple links of places you can watch TV shows online for free. Movies, TV shows, anime. If you don't watch anime, you're thinking about getting into it, I'll give you some links. If you watch anime and you want to watch it for free,
Semi-illegal real player action.
Oh, yeah, tell them about that, because I didn't know about that. Nobody told me about it.
Oh, I didn't. I was over here the other day, and John was like, new real players. My friend gave it to me and was like, oh, you can download
it. It's real player 10 gold, right?
I think it's 11 gold.
11 gold. If you have the straight 11 version will not work.
You can only download YouTube and Google videos, but gold version, you can go to anything you see, this cursor over it'll be like, it'll pop up on top, download this video, you can download anything.
Yeah, and because if you're watching something on the internet, you're just streaming it from the website. If you want to download it to put it on, like convert it and put it on your iPod for free instead of buying it, Real Player is the way to go, because you can download, because a lot of this stuff, if you know anything about computers, if it's like a lot of it is hosted, they're using Java, like a JavaScript, to run that video inside that web page, and so you can't download that, because it's in Java and you can't download Java. And there's been websites out there before, and some of it, some Flash, some of it uses Java. There's a bunch of different ways you can play it, DivX and stuff like that. There's been things that used to, for Flash, videos that were in Flash or Flash cartoons, that you used to be able to play the video and it would record it, and then you'd have to be able to download it. But this is something different.
Yeah, this is just straight up easy cake.
So yeah, so you can download it, so you can watch it when you're not online, or you want to put it on a device, or you want to burn it to a DVD to watch. Yeah.
If you just want to be like, hey, I want this video forever, bam.
And you don't have to BitTorrent. You don't have to worry about the BitTorrent. And so you can find it and find the one you want, find the one that has good quality without spending, 2 hours to download something and then the quality's not good or it's not the really right thing you're wanting.
Someone hits us up with an email, can we send it to them maybe?
Yes. I'm pretty sure that what you have is an illegal version of it. I think you have to pay for it. But yeah. if you want Real Player 11 Gold, not that I will send you one, but if you send me an email,
send you it.
You might get an email back
officially
from me that has the program in it, so you can do it. I don't know, because you went to the webpage to download it, right, Real Player?
Yeah, it was like, oh, download the regular version. And then they're like, oh, gold version, why don't you pay an arm and a leg for that?
Did you make you pay for it? I don't even know.
Yeah, I think it makes you pay for it.
So, or you can BitTorrent probably or whatever if you don't want to hassle. I have a version of it. Yeah, I can give people. I don't want 10 billion
It might even be worth it to me just to pay for it.
All in all, I'm sure if you pay for it, you're going to get your money's worth.
Oh, yeah.
Free is always better than... What's that one the guy that said about software? It's like sex. It's always better when it's free. It is. That's true.
It's true.
It is true. Real Player doesn't need... Who owns Real Player? What company owns that? I don't know. They don't need the money, though. Yeah. I'm sure.
They're balling.
Maybe they're not. Maybe they're going broke. maybe this is the last thing they're going to do.
We get an email from their...
we went under.
Thanks for running me out of business, assholes.
They're probably the one thing. They're like, you know what we'll do? We'll come up with something that allow people to download any means.
This is people
will pay for this. And we're nah, they don't need it.
Now my kids are dead.
What?
I can't
their kids
beat them.
Oh, they starved. Okay. So that's not about Blood Plus. Continue about Blood Plus.
Blood Plus.
It is Blood Plus, but I think, why isn't it not Blood Positive?
Blood, see, that's, it I makes always more think sense. That, because it's blood, O positive, whatever.
Oh, yeah, and that's not O positive. O positive doesn't have.
Yeah, there's no.
A plus, positive.
A positive.
Right? That's how blood is, right? Yeah. Isn't it A positive or
A? No, there is an O negative, though. O negative.
I thought O was the donor.
It is a universal donor, but it has a.
Plus
because
minus?
I'm an O negative, and I can give it to anyone that's negative.
Oh, I see how it works. Is there just an O that you can give to both people that are positive and
Wait, I'm O positive. O negatives can give to anyone.
That's a universal donor.
But they can only get blood from other O negatives, which kind of sucks.
Yeah. But so this is the medical podcast that we're talking about. What are you doing? Are you doing something?
My girlfriend just called me. I'll be in 3 seconds.
Oh, okay, I'll just talk about Blood Plus. So looking back and watching it now, I'm at the. I just finished last night. I just got through the first season. Not that the first season's very long. I just been working a lot and haven't been able to watch very much of it. The story. I'll just get up and talk to her. I can just cover. Zach's got to talk to this girl. Our girlfriend. Both of our girlfriends are like out and about doing some crap thing. I don't know what they're doing. Anyways, so the story. I guess I'll just give a brief overview of the story. The story consists of this girl named Saya, which is the protagonist, and then there is a group of people that are associated with her. I'm not going to go into all the characters and stuff, but Saya is the protagonist. This is this girl who can kill these things called chiropterans, and they're basically like vampires, but way worse. So, like, you can't shoot. I guess they're kind of like vampires in the sense that you can't shoot them and kill them. They just, like, pop the bullets back out of them. But there's not, like, a special, like, stake through the heart, silver bullet type of way to kill them. You can't do it. You can't kill them. And there's a link to the Vietnam War, and it's, like, the U.S. government, and I'm not going to go into that depth of the plot of it, but there's a lot of hidden stuff that makes the plot really interesting. But it's just too much to cover. So that's the basic start as these chiropterans, and this girl, the protagonist, Saya, is the only thing that can kill him. And
Her blood.
It's not herself. It's not like she's like, but yeah, she is like pretty crazy with a sword. It's not that her, it's her blood. And so you want to talk about how the sword works, because that's the main way that she kills
him. Okay, the sword, which you eventually get introduced to, you like unsheath it, and then she has to somehow have her blood make contact with the blade, and the blade itself has many like little canals.
It's like a main vein that runs down it, and then little offshoots of the vein that goes to all the
and then blood just like spreads out on the blade, and then the blade can instantly kill the chiropteran. It like crystallizes the chiropteran's blood.
Yeah, so when she slices through them with her blade, if you would just slice through them with the blade without her blood on it, it's not going to kill it. Like if it was just a regular sword.
Yeah, it just.
She has to like she. Like unsheaths it and then like cuts her hand. It's usually her hand.
Yeah, usually.
She like slices her hand. The blood runs down through the sword, and then she like kills him. And it's what's killing it is actually the blood making contact with the chiropteran. But you couldn't like. It's not like you can just put blood in a squirt gun and just like squirt it at him. That's not gonna kill him. It has to like slice him open and then get the blood inside their blood.
Yeah, you gotta get a lot of blood up in them.
Yeah, and that's how she kills him. So that's why she's special. We have a theory on why her connection is to the chiropterans, why she can do that. We're not going to say it because it would kind of ruin it if you want to watch
it.
And I don't know. I think we're right though on our theory.
Yeah, it's probably. Yeah.
And then there's this thing called Devo. You don't really know about it, but her. It's her, right? You gotta say her.
It's
basically is where the chiropterans are coming from. Yeah. So it's just like as far as you don't know. We haven't got to the far enough into the story to know. Who Diva is, what she's doing, but we're getting introduced to her.
And the military is somewhere up in there too.
Yeah, that's what I said. There's a lot of ties to stuff. It's just so much you can't really talk about everything.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot is going on, and the art is really good.
Really good.
It was on Adult Swim. I don't think it's any longer on there. The season's completely ran. It's only three.
Yeah, there's only three. Seasons.
There's only three seasons. And that's it. It's really good though, and
the video quality on where it's hosted.
I'll send you a link to where you can watch it from. The video quality is really good. This voice acting is really good too. I've not had a problem at all with the voice acting.
No problem.
Not at all. If you're like one of those guys like I hate the voice acting, I just rather read the subs.
And it's not your typical voice of Piccolo doing everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it's really the voice acting is really good, and the art's really good. We were looking at the manga. If you said it's completely separate, I want to read it because I don't want to read it until I finish the story. Because if it's just going to go with the story, I don't want to be like doing the same thing, like watching the episodes and reading the book.
See, there's like one series that's kind of like extras tie-ons to the actual plot, and then there's one that's like a whole. Okay, now Saya after like somehow like this isn't really explained to us yet, but she'll go into like periods of hibernation, mm-hmm. and this is like a different.
That's how the story starts. She's coming out of hibernation,
and she remembers nothing.
She doesn't remember anything. Yeah,
but there's another series that is her waking up again, and it's a whole other like little storyline.
Is this after the anime or before the anime?
After the anime.
Oh, so she's starting fresh again?
Yeah, fresh. Yeah, yeah.
Weird. Now that's interesting.
She has a whole new set of trainers.
So it's not gonna tie into the anime at all.
It
because she forgot about everything.
It. I don't know if she does. I don't really get. I don't know what's. I think she might have a few connections. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I'm sure it's going to have to connect. It's going to connect back to the Vietnam War because that's kind of the starting of
Vietnam. And
yeah. Because okay, Saya she starts out. The protagonist just starts out. You don't really know what's going on. You find out, okay, because she was alive during the Vietnam War, but she's still this really young girl. Basically, I don't think she ages at all, does she?
No, because when she woke up, remember, she looks real young. She looks really young. Like,
it's a weird age thing because she was alive during the Vietnam War. You see clips of the
Vietnam
War.
She even looks older when she's in the Vietnam War than she does.
But maybe it's like I don't know.
Yeah, they get old and they're like,
meow. And then they do hibernation and they're like,
kid, and like, meow.
Yeah, I don't know. So there's this thing where she was originally in the Vietnam War, then she was like in this hibernation, this like state of suspense or sleep.
Yeah.
And then she woke up. This guy is taking care of her. What's the guy's name?
Haji.
No, not Haji, but the dad.
Oh man.
I can't remember.
Mostly call him
Mr.
Is it David?
No, that's the other guy. Mr. David's the other guy.
No, that's right. Oh man.
I can't remember her dad's name. Forrest. Forrest, that other guy. But her dad. So there's this guy taking care of her, and it's not obviously her real father, but it's a guy that like adopted her and take care of her. And it's like there's like this thing called the Red Shield.
And that's the
faction that's after killing the Chiropterans, isn't it? Right?
Yeah,
the Red Shield.
Yeah, I don't know how they got linked up just fighting the Chiropteran though. They're not like military or anything.
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out who the Red Shield really is.
See, I think they almost have some kind of ulterior motive or something.
It seems like the Red Shield's the motive is a positive motive. Like they're wanting to. Like I don't feel like Mr. David.
Yeah, but I don't know why
Haji
they
or any
want.
Of them are like.
Yeah, but I don't know why they want to kill the Chiropteran.
I don't know because they're bad.
Yeah, I guess you just have to believe in good sometimes.
Yeah, I was gonna say that because they're good people. I don't know. So, yeah, it's basically two groups. There's the people that are making the Chiropterans and the whole story about why they want to use the Chiropterans, the government, and all this stuff. That you have to watch the show and get into that.
It's the French guy that eats candy. It's
French
good.
Guy, yeah.
It's a good show.
And then there's another faction of the good guys, and that's who Saya is. And Saya has actually, I believe, maybe bounced back and forth back in the past because there's this weird thing with the Phantom. You'll watch it, and he talks about some stuff. But she went bad. She went like AWOL and went crazy in the Vietnam War, and then she was put in hibernation, and then she's back awake. All the stuff's taking place again for to see what happens to her.
Yeah.
I just finished the first season. I am hooked. I want to watch it. I wish I had more time to watch it. It's really good.
Yeah.
Blood Plus, man.
It's good.
You like it a lot?
Dude, I wish I had more time to watch it.
I know. It's really good. It was like one of those things. It's so weird because if you get online, it's always just like Naruto.
Naruto.
Like all these big ones and I've seen a lot of them. It's like, where's Blood Plus in this?
Where is the
Why don't people watch this?
People are just like, Naruto. I don't know.
those
little gothic nerdy kids.
Yeah. Unless you're a gothic nerdy kid and then you listen
then
to the
you're
show
like, Naruto's cool. Like, oh, God.
I don't know. And if you're like Naruto, nothing wrong with it. It's just like, it's just so, it's just saturated in everything. It just sucks. I mean, because there's a lot of, not that Naruto's bad. I mean, I don't like it, but if you like it, it's cool, whatever. But there's so much other stuff besides Naruto that you should be watching that I think is better.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think Naruto might be geared towards younger kids. This is not a young
kid
show.
Yeah, Naruto, Blood Plus, probably not for children.
But it's not porn. There's no porn. I mean, some animes are worse
than
this.
There's a little hint of lesbianism, but...
You watch the show. There's no, sexuality, but there's
every time
really
she's
strong
out with people,
lesbian. Saya might be a lesbian.
Yeah, there's some... And then, I don't know, she's all like,
Haji,
she's like, I want to do it to him. Maybe she's bisexual.
Man, I don't know.
That happens in Asians a lot, you know.
Mm, you've been there, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Blood Plus is awesome. I love it, man.
It's good.
Is that all? Is that it?
I think
we didn't ramble too much. Well,
and it's a little bit over an hour. That's not too bad.
That's the usual time we do.
All right.
So, thanks everybody for...
thanks for sticking in there.
Making through the beginning. And I don't know, I was thinking about the show, and I was, listening to it, and I'm like, you know, we don't really go super in-depth about the games. We don't really go super in-depth about anything. And the reason we started the show was to do, a Nintendo podcast, but we really don't, you know?
Yeah, we don't.
I don't know. And I was thinking, it's, more of, because I was telling my guy at work about it. I was like, really? What we talk about, it's just more of this, nerdy culture.
Yeah.
Maybe just, it's focused on Nintendo, but, you know, it's just... whatever we really want to talk about. It's more. It's all about the kind of the nerd culture, which is
yeah.
And we're gonna do some D&D up.
Yeah, soon, I'm excited.
Soon Thursday, hopefully. So if you are in the Indiana region, give me an email, and you'd be willing to play, and I will see where you live.
Because
I
don't want to say where kill us.
Yeah, I don't want to say where we live. But if you email me, I talk to you, and you're in. If you live in Indiana and you're listening and you want to play D&D, send me an email and tell me where you're located at, and I'll see. Because we're trying to get a group going, like a study group. We're kind of maybe needing maybe like two or three more people to make it like a good group. If we had a good group,
good little adventuring party.
Yeah, exactly. So we're gonna play some D&D. We're gonna talk maybe next show. I don't know. I don't want to say what we're going to do next show because it might not be true.
Yeah.
But in the following shows, Mega Man 9 review. Yes. Probably Mega Man. I'll probably do Mega Man 2.
Two.
And Mega Man 9.
Yeah.
I'm Mega Man 2. And maybe we could do 3, like a Mega Man 9 and then like the Mega Man X for
Super
Nintendo.
We could just
do
a whole bunch
but
of
I don't want to do. I don't want to do Mega Man retrospective.
Well, this is great.
Because we're going to do, just we're going to
like
do a
Zelda.
Handful
of Mega Mans.
We're going to do a hardcore Zelda retrospective. It's going to be hardcore, but it's going to be down the... Because we're going to have time.
It's going
to
be down
I need to
the
get,
road.
I have to get a couple. I have to get Wind Waker. I have to get... Because I don't have Wind Waker.
I played Wind Waker.
Do you have Wind Waker?
I don't have it.
I need it because we need to beat them all.
Oh, my...
Dude, that's what I'm saying, man.
If
it's going to be epic.
Beat all
epic!
Of them? That's like 1,000 hours of...
Dude, don't worry about it. Don't
oh
you worry.
Oh, my God.
We'll do it. Maybe not beat.
Wind Waker is okay, but I don't know if I'd play it.
I'm probably going to tell you right now, Majora's Mask is going to get about 5 minutes of
talk,
and it's about it. Not... I'm just not a big fan of Majora's Mask, and like a lot of people.
Let's get 40 masks. That's the whole gameplay. All right.
Okay. That's it. That's it for the show.
All right. I'm Zach.
I'm John.
And we are Error. Peace.